is Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas.
Da-ba-ba-da-da. Welcome into the Woods Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Woods. How are you? We're in the Christmas spirit here. Monday, December 4th, Tuesday, December 5th, when you're listening to this, or whenever you decide to listen to it, you know. 2023 is winding down. Did you accomplish something in 2023? Did you do all those things you said you were going to do? Were you a better person this year, or did you just push that off to next year like you always do? I'm going to make a change. I'm going to make a change, he said. Dude, I got to be honest. I had a rough week. And right now, I got a tummy ache. I'm drinking a freaking Fresca. Sparkling soda water. I mean, I'm down horrendous. I got a tummy ache. I mean, once I explain to you what happened to me this week, you're gonna understand why I have a tummy ache. You're going to be like, okay, that makes sense. He has a tummy ache and he's being brave about it. That'll make a lot of sense because as I go through my notes here, the old radio trick of just shuffling papers. I used to think they were actually shuffling papers. I didn't know it was a radio trick, but you can do a lot of things with audio. Do you guys ever, you have any friends that like talk radio? Like they like a wacky local talk radio show? Where they have like a snarky, condescending host and like a girl that they make fun of all the time because she's all, you know, weird. And they keep her around, though, because they make fun of her. And they have a jack dude who's like the sidekick to the snarky guy, but he's not like smart enough. But he's like jacked. Then they have the dummy. You know, they got to have the dummy on the show because, I mean, who else are they going to get to put the battery on his nipples? You know, put the jumper cables on his nipples, throw water balloons at him, and him would get shocked every time they want to make a joke. Because his life is so wacky, because he's so dumb. Fucking hate talk radio. As I do talk radio, you know? It's not talk radio, it's in my basement. Why am I so loud in my ears? I gotta turn myself down, you know? Taking you behind the curtain there. Yeah, I actually had a rough week. Okay, I went to CVS. I had to get a physical, okay? I had to get a physical, and I had two rules about my physical. One, had to be on time, and two, I wasn't taking my pants off. So I go there, wasn't on time, but at least I didn't have to take my pants off. I sit down, my appointment was at 3:30. Okay, I had a physical. Appointment was at 3:30. I walk in, I sit down at CVS, and no disrespect to CVS, but there's always zombies in a pharmacy. You know, CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, wherever you go to get your drugs, you walk into that pharmacy, there's always just like kind of like zombies. There's always just people that are just not doing well. Like they have an arm kind of attached or kind of detached. You know, it's just kind of, I don't know how to explain it. They're kind of just limping around. They're like, they got like a hunchback. What's going on at the pharmacy? So I walk in, there's one doctor. How do you become a doctor and then end up having to work at CVS? That's all I really want to know about this. But nonetheless, I go into the CVS. I'm getting the physical. All's going well. I ate that day. You're supposed to fast. I didn't really follow that rule because I was like, I'm fine. I don't need to fast. Evidently, I have high cholesterol and, you know, I might be pre-diabetic. Which, you know, being pre-diabetic pisses me off. Because I'm not, you know, whenever somebody's like, I'm pre-diabetic, I mean, aren't we all? You know what I mean? I know that's a stupid guy take. I know somebody's going to be like, actually, okay, sure. But actually, aren't we all a little pre-diabetic, if you think about it? Nonetheless, I'm sitting there. I check in online, because, you know, everything's got to be on your stupid fucking phone. You can't just walk in anymore. And then it all of a sudden, it's 3:50. And I am just blowing Dana's phone up. I'm like, I never want to come to the doctor again. This is so fucking stupid. I'm always waiting. This is why I don't go here. This is why I don't do this. She's like, why haven't they taken you back? I'm like, if I knew, I would be back there. So whatever, another win for the guys, right? Women are stupid. And so then I'm like, okay. She's like, Ryan, you can come on back now. So I walk in this little room. I'm in a little room in a CVS, in a minute clinic. I'm back there. She's taking my vitals. She's like, okay, we're going to take your weight now. I have all my clothes on. And I had only thought in my mind was like, I don't want to take my pants off because I don't want to, you know, I'm getting a physical, right? So I don't want to take my pants off at the CVS. But I get on the scale and she basically calls me fat. The number that showed up on the scale was alarming. And then I was thinking the whole time, like, I'm going to have to take my pants off. And then being called fat and told to pick my pants off the ground is kind of like a common occurrence for me. It's like a normal weekend, but I couldn't imagine doing it at a CVS. I was able to leave my pants up, no big deal. But I sit down, I just got called fat. Like, dude, the number that showed up on the scale was legitimately horrible. I mean, it couldn't have been worse. And you know what people have said to me the last few weeks? Like, oh, dude, muscle weighs more than fat. You know, you find yourself, you know, there's moments in your life where you really have to make a change. And I think the moment for me to make a change is not New Year's Day, New Year's resolution, no. It's the fact that I was at a CVS and I stepped on the scale and the number that showed up was alarming. And then the woman sat there and was like, you know, you're a little overweight. And I thought to myself in that moment, I was like, this is never going to happen again. Either I'm just never going to go back to the doctor or I'm going to make a change. We'll find out. So, yeah, I got called fat at the CVS. What a fucking bummer. Just what a bummer. And then you know what people will do? They'll try to like reason with you. Nobody wants to call anybody fat anymore. Maybe we all just need just a kick in the ass on this stuff. Because there I am getting my blood pressure taken. Now it's jacked up because I'm fat. So I got weighed with my shoes on. And then she's like, okay, take your shoes off and stand by the thing. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You just weighed me with my shoes on, but I can't do my height with my shoes on? I lie to people. I tell people my height is what it is with the shoes on. And the number that came back for my height might have been more alarming than my weight. But nonetheless, there I was, dude. Just there I was, having an existential crisis. She's like, you have high blood pressure. I know, you just called me fat and short and in a 30-second span. Oh my God, and I'm pre-diabetic. Does it get any worse? I mean, honestly. But there I was, dude, just being fat at a CVS. Nothing good about being fat at a CVS. I mean, the number was just alarming. It's not even so much that it was bad, and it's just people will try to reason with you. Like, they'll say things like, oh, muscle weighs more than fat. Like, because I'm being fat and being called fat in the CVS, and everyone's just like, hey, muscle weighs more than fat. You know, you work out, right? Yeah, but I also, we got to be unrealistic here. I look like a bag of milk. Okay, so I don't know if you've ever put a milk in a bag or you need the visual of milk in a bag, but like, I'll take my shirt off and you can see what milk in a bag looks like. It's just got no shape. It's just got, it's pale. It's just not good. So we're working on it, dude. We're working on it. We're going to get a diet together. We're going to start drinking more sparkling sodas. I don't know what to do. I've been trying to eat vegetables and fruits and shit. Does it even matter? You know? And then I woke up this morning, just existential crisis. I woke up, my back hurt like a motherfucker. Dude, it hurt so bad. I was like, did I throw my back out? This can't be. I threw my back out? Like, I didn't throw my back out. I just slept on my stomach. And because we have one of those beds that has like an angle to it, like I'm doing like that cobra stretch, but it's like got the opposite effect on me. You know when people are doing like that cobra stretch? It just like breaks my back. I woke up and I laid on the floor before I left for work. And I'm like laying on my back and I'm just like, I just feel the blood rushing. And it like takes my breath away because I'm like, ugh. I'm laying there. I think stretching as you get older is good for you, but if you want to hear what two animals, I sound like an animal who's being like impaled with a spear when I'm stretching. I'm down here like, it gets a little sensual, you know, but whatever. That was my trip to CVS. And then we went to the zoo lights this weekend, which was fine. The funniest shit about going to the zoo is you learn that you don't want kids. Like, if you are on the fence about having kids, I'm sure it's an amazing experience. I'm sure having kids is awesome. I'm sure it's, you know, you can't quantify it. But I gotta admit, all I needed was to go to the zoo lights and try to walk around and get run over by strollers that are the size of small cars with rubber tires on them. And kids running amok, screaming, crying, this, that, and the other, climbing on shit, to know that I probably don't need kids right now. I'm probably good. Because the size of these, dude, the size of these strollers is criminal. They have strollers where it feels like you could pack a small army. The size of the strollers today make the Trojan horse look like it was child's play, literally. They have strollers that could, like, drive themselves. It feels like the kid's in there steering. It's incredible. They bring their house. Why do you even have a stroller? Why are you even leaving the house? You're bringing your house with you. Kids are soft. I'm sure kids are great, man, but all I needed was to go to the zoo to realize I didn't want them. So, nonetheless, you know? Oh, Ryan, you don't get it. It's not your kid. You know, other people can like your own kid. Okay, well, my kid will be a dick, too. I mean, what do you want me to say? These freaking kids at the zoo. I mean, the zoo probably raking in so much money on these people. I think it costs $70 for a 4-pack. We paid $50 to go walk around and see some lights. Didn't even see any animals. Isn't that fucked up? Went all the way to the zoo. Didn't see any goddamn animals. Who thought they would have thrown an animal out there just for fun? Like an elephant or some shit. Isn't it crazy there's just elephants at the fucking zoo? I think that's crazy. If you knew where the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo was, and you were just driving through, you'd be like, there's no elephants in there. And there's fucking elephants in there, dude. Is that fucking insane? They have all the animals just in there, just hanging out. Maybe I'm stupid for thinking it's different, but I don't know. I think it's crazy. What am I even talking about? What did you guys do this weekend? Did you watch football? Do you watch football games that aren't going to matter next year? I don't know what. Why is it that when it comes to, like, everything in this country, everybody in this country is so anti-socialism until it becomes about sports? Then everybody needs a chance. We need more playoff teams. Everybody needs to make the playoffs. Hell, a lot of these leagues, half the teams make the playoffs. Why? Why do I need to watch a game just because it's more games? Are you rooting for the better product? Or are you rooting for more of the product? Because you're not going to get the upset you think you're going to get, ever. Especially in college football. I mean, TCU beat Michigan last year. And then do you need to remind yourself of the Georgia-TCU score in the national title game? Like, next year when Ohio State and Michigan play, an inevitable, probably top 10, top 5 matchup again, they should lead into that game and go, hey, this game used to matter for the postseason. This game used to matter. And yeah, do I feel bad for FSU? But, like, it's an invitational game. It's an invitational tournament. They didn't get invited. And that's how it works. And it's probably the right call. Alabama's a better team than FSU. So is Texas. So is Washington. And so is Michigan. What you're rooting for when you root for a 12-team college football playoff is you're just rooting for them to call the games. You're already watching playoff games because you think everybody deserves a chance. When in reality, college football sorts itself out. You're not going to get a different result. You're going to get the same result with less watchable games. I don't need to see Georgia play Missouri to know that Georgia can beat Missouri by 50. It doesn't matter. Okay? They've already had 3 effective playoff games this year. They just haven't called them big fancy playoff games, so everybody's up in arms. Ohio State-Michigan was a playoff game. Washington-Oregon was a playoff game. Alabama-Georgia was a playoff game. Because of the implication, they might as well have been playoff games. Three of those three winners are in the playoff. They've already played a playoff game. Isn't that crazy? Next year, the SEC championship game just won't matter. It'll be Alabama-Georgia again, most likely. And the winner of that game will probably go to the college football playoff, and so will the loser. So why does this game matter? For a trophy that doesn't matter? We're devaluing other trophies. We're devaluing the games that we should watch. That's the problem. Why would I care about Texas-Alabama in September? Doesn't matter anymore. I watched that game this year with intent, and now I might see it again. Alabama's better than they were in September. But next year, it's like they can just lose. They can just lose. Who cares? That's what they're telling us. These games aren't going to matter. Nonetheless, you guys watch pro football this weekend? Not for me to brag or to whine about college football, but did you guys watch pro football this weekend? Did you guys see Eagles security guard, Big Dom, get in a fight with a pro football player, and the pro football player somehow get knocked out of the game? They threw both of them out, but they threw a pro football player out of the game. What this told me is, one, if you're called a Big Dom, lose some weight. You're just a fatty. Two, if I'm playing in a big game and a good player is on my sideline, I'm just going to have one of the goons that stands on the sideline go up and push him so that he might retaliate and get kicked out of the game. That could have been a huge play. But because some fat goon from Philadelphia was standing on the sideline, that could have been a game-changing call with Dre Greenlaw being kicked out of the game because Big Dom's fat ass was pushing him on the sideline. Why is that? Why are we like, and everyone's like, dude, Big Dom, Big Dom. The city of Philadelphia, I want to root for the Eagles, but like, the city of Philadelphia. I mean, Bill Burr already did this rant, but your guys' hero is fucking Rocky. Not even a real person. Jalen Hurts, I mean, I saw an article that said Jalen Hurts isn't even the biggest thing in Philly. Wonder why that is. But it's like Bryce Harper is. I mean, Bryce Harper's good, but like, wonder why. You know what I mean, Philly? Big Dom. He probably already got his freaking cheesesteak named after him at some one of those shitty restaurants. God damn it, Philadelphia. And you're fat. What a fat idiot. What a fat idiot just on the sideline. Like, why was a Big Dom so close to the sideline? And second of all, why did Dre Greenlaw get pushed out of the game or thrown out of the game because some fatty on the sideline pushed him, who shouldn't even have been there to push him? That could have been a game-changing call. So when my team is now in a big game, I'm just going to have one of my non-coaches stand on the sideline, and when a player ends up on my sideline, I'm going to be like, hey, fatty, time to go push the good player. He'll waddle his ass over there and push him so that he gets thrown out, but that's inconsequential because he's not in the game, and the player who's actually in the game and can affect the outcome gets thrown out for some reason. What a shitty call. What a shitty thing. Niners were kicking the shit out of the Eagles, too. They should be just embarrassed. Just be flat-out embarrassed. I didn't even bet on that game. Not that it would matter, right, Ryan? You only bet $3 anyways. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Do you guys see Joe Flacco start for the Cleveland Browns? What a crazy thing, huh? Joe Flacco starting for the Cleveland Browns. And he looked good. But, like, he looked good compared to what I've had to watch. So, you know, it is what it is. Browns are running out of gas. They're running out of bodies. It just feels like they're running out of bodies, getting a lot of injuries. I mean, they have no quarterback. I mean, I wonder how am I supposed to judge the Browns season when there's teams out there that are starting, you know, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, you know, you name it, Trevor Lawrence, CJ Stroud, you know, they're starting caliber quarterbacks. And I'm supposed to be like, yeah, man, we're about to roll Joe Flacco out there and hope for the best. I mean, they can still make the playoffs, but And that's what I want to do. I want to make the playoffs as a fan. You know, that's all you have as fans. Make the playoffs. Be contenders. Have a chance, you know, any given Sunday, dude. I don't think so. But, hey, if we make the playoffs, it's better than they've done like 25 odd years. So I'll take it, you know? Anything else fun that's happened this weekend, guys? Did you guys see any weird Elon Musk quotes? He was talking shit about Disney or something. Here's, I'm looking at an article here that was sent to me. It said Elon Musk was reportedly speechless when someone pointed out a basic flaw in his Mars plan. Was it me? Was Elon Musk speechless when I brought up that it takes 6 months to get to fucking Mars? What if it's actually my podcast? That'd be crazy. Guy podcasting from his basement points out that people don't have enough PTO to go to Mars. Let's see what the quote is here. Musk was per the NYT's reporting, speechless, apparently not having not considered earthbound problems could simply follow humans to Mars. Really? And he ended up trashing the firm in the same newspaper. Just the nature of AI and their building is it crushes all humans at all games. Sure. What did they say? Was that it? Okay, it didn't really seem like they were making any good points there. Elon Musk starts feud with Paris Hilton. That's cool. Who gives a shit? Could X go bankrupt under Elon Musk? Probably. Is Elon Musk a good... Like, Elon Musk has really had a weird turn in the last 5 years, huh? He went from being this, like, beacon of, you know, new age thinking to, like, now just a freak and one of these right-wing weirdos. Speaking of right-wing weirdos, let me go to my photos because I have a funny-ass tweet. I'm not really sure it's funny or more concerning. Screenshots, I think. Dude, how do you use Apple? How do you use Photos on the Mac here? I want to go to the library. I don't want to fuck around. Where's the tweet at? Where the tweet at? Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, did I delete it? There's no way I deleted it. Oh, God. Oh, my God. You're being dead ass. Like, be dead ass. You know what I mean? I hate myself. You know what I mean? I just hate myself. Dude, don't ever let me get good at this podcasting thing, because if I do, you're all fucked. All right? You're all so fucked when I get good at this. Russell Okung tweeted... he tweeted a funny tweet. Because... I'm going to paint the picture for you for a moment. I know that was exhilarating podcasting. I'm sorry. But hear me out. Aaron Rodgers was never going to play football again this year when he tore his Achilles. He's just going to use this weird, like, active. He's going to give it a shot if the Jets are in the playoffs. Hey, buddy, I'll give everybody watching this clip right now $1 million if the Jets make the playoffs. I promise. But Russell Okung tweeted one of the funnier tweets I've seen in a while. He tweeted, proud based parent moment. That's a funny word. No, I'll paint the picture again. Russell Okung, I guess, like, had his salary converted to Bitcoin. He's a funny guy. He's got a weird persona to him. I really didn't know he was a based. Based is a funny word for a conspiracy theorist to say that they have, you know, they're above all of us. So he tweets, proud based parent moment. My 4-year-old stopped me and asked why other people use sunscreen. No, he didn't. I looked at him seriously and responded, Corporations push propaganda machines to make the masses believe that the sun is bad for them. We have a different view. Now let's go. Sunlight plays a vital role in human health. Don't sunblock your blessings, another post. Yes, apply sun liberally. The body's intelligence is a mystery to science. Health, freedom lies in the integrity and intuition which comes from above. So you're hearing me correctly. Russell Okung believes, Russell Okung and Aaron Rodgers believe that the sun and sunscreen actually is a propaganda machine. And Aaron Rodgers was never going to play football again this year. He just was lying. And he's trying to take it to big science because he's going to, you know, he's going to make a comeback and he's going to, you know, give it a shot. He's going to give it a shot. You know, I could have played. That's what he's going to say. I could have played. If we were in the playoffs, you know, if it made sense for the team, I would have played. But in reality, he was never going to play. He just, you know, he just had to be in the spotlight. Nobody loves attention like Aaron Rodgers. Oh, what a week, man. What a fucking week. Got to get a haircut this week because I look like shit. I sometimes, you know, my hair, you know, I made a comeback on the fighting baldness. I mean, it's not great, but like I made a comeback and we're still fighting it. And I remember like some days it's just, my hair is just all of a sudden long again. You know, all of a sudden my hair is just over my ears and it just looks like I'm wearing a helmet. And I don't like that. I don't like the way that looks. So I got to get a haircut and all that shit. So we'll see how it goes. Should we get out of here to some Christmas music today? Should we do that? Should we just do the same song on the way out that we did on the way in? That's a good song. Maybe we should. I mean, I make the rules. So why don't I do that? Why don't I put that song in here? And you only get so many days to listen to these Christmas songs, so we're going to enjoy them. But last week, I turned on the Elvis or Christmas in Graceland special, and I think it was hosted by John Legend. And I gotta ask, why does John Legend insert himself into things and ruin them? Like he did the, you know, what is it, Baby It's Cold Outside, and he ruined it by like, you know, asking for consent. Now, look, you should ask for consent, but like, you don't have to be weird about it. Like that's a normal human interaction. Girls are always playing hard to get, am I right, folks? But also, John Legend, you know, he put himself on that Nat King Cole song, the Christmas song, and he like ruined it for no reason. John Legend sucks. Probably a great guy, probably a nice guy, but he just finds a way to insert himself into things that he shouldn't be. You know what I mean? So whatever, whatever. Why does it matter? Let's just enjoy the music, and we'll talk to you next week. Okay? You only get so many days. Enjoy the music. Love you guys. Bye bye.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. Christmas for me.
Jiggle hand, jiggle hand.